For as long as almost anyone can remember, the U.S. Postal Service has been caught behind the eight ball when it comes to its finances. That according to Postmaster General John Potter.
Well, I think we all agree on the facts. And the numbers that I just shared with you, the fact that we're down 100,000 people, those are the facts. Now, when it comes to people's view of what's going on, obviously there's a loss of some $6 billion. And I take the message as we need you to do more. And we're all about trying to do more. And we're laying out for people in our plan the fact that there's a balance that has to occur between service, the law that requires us to deliver 6 days a week. So fulfilling that element of the law is somewhat in conflict with a demand that we immediately make ends meet. We have contracts with all unions. We can't break contracts with our unions. So we're working within constraints of the law. We're working within constraints of collective bargaining agreements. And to be quite frankly, we're doing the very best that we can. And we are and do have a record of accomplishment.
The Postmaster General's weary frustration was palpable as he met with reporters last Friday, one day after the Postal Regulatory Commission turned down the USPS request to raise the price of a first-class stamp by 2 cents. That rate hike was sought to cover an approximately $6 to $7 billion loss tied to a laundry list of financial obligations and challenges that Potter says handcuffed the Postal Service year after year after year.
When it comes to the exigent rate case, a lot of folks have asked me, why did we file it? And I'll tell you, we felt compelled to file it because it was one of the few paths that the law allowed us in terms of change. If you think about it, can't go from 6 to 5 day delivery. We can't touch legacy cost payments because they're hardwired into the law, so with retiree health benefits. And given the fact that we were losing $6-7 billion, we have to explore every option that's out there to close that gap. And so, you know, exigent rate case was a path to do that.
Potter opened with a presentation to bolster his case that USPS has tried very hard to implement as many elements of a plan of action to deal with the revenue shortfall that most credit to steadily declining mail volume and more people using the Internet. Item one, they've reduced their employee headcount.
Bottom line is, when the recession, we started to feel the pains of the recession, which was toward the end of 2007, and our fiscal year 2008, we started managing extremely aggressively, and as a result, we're down over 100,000 employees.
Item two, they're working with their employees and labor unions to be more productive, adjust to the lower volume of mail, and still maintain service.
We look at what happens to volume, and then look at each category or use of employees in our organization to see whether or not we are matching our use of resources to the lower volumes that we have. And if you see there that we've lost 20.2% of volume over a three-year period of time, our mail processing work hours are down some 29%, which means the plants where we take mail in, sort it, and then put it out to delivery, we've actually gotten more work hours out of those operations or beyond what we should have just if it was strictly mail-driven. Likewise, customer services, which is sorting mail to carrier routes out in post offices, and window services, we've taken 27% of our total work hours out of that. Now, we've not done that in delivery. And why haven't we done it in delivery? Because the loss of volume does not change all of the work. A good portion of a carrier's day is fixed. The portion of the day where they go from door to door is not volume related.
As for what they're trying to do to work around the many financial handcuffs that tie them to the status quo, Potter says, among other things, USPS officials will be meeting soon to discuss innovation and come up with new ways to make money, like this suggestion that emerged from a recent meeting with an industry trade group of mass mailers.
The current restriction on us being limited to hard copy is problematic. Because businesses are struggling with this transition from hard copy to digital. And, you know, they are suggesting that that's a space where the Postal Service could be helpful to them. Because people, at the end of the day, consumers are going to make a decision about what channel they want to do business with an entity with, whether that's hard copy or digital. And so if you're a seller of services, you're going to have folks who are going to be in both spaces. And what was suggested to us by the MTAC folks is that that they would very much like to see us explore that territory and see whether or not there were opportunities for us to help their companies as they, you know, move into the 21st century.
Also, the Postal Service is preparing for negotiations with its labor unions, where Potter says everything is on the table. When Congress returns from the pre-election recess, Potter says the Postal Service will be back to Capitol Hill to continue to press for their two top priorities for fiscal relief. Relief from a costly legal requirement regarding funding of pension and health benefits for retired postal workers, and the controversial proposal to cut back mail delivery from 6 days a week to five. At Postal Service headquarters in Southwest D.C., I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.